More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, August 9th edition of the program. An FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. They say this is about documents. Is this just the deep state's continued unbelievable efforts to try to destroy Donald Trump? We will discuss that and a whole lot more here coming up in a second. Is there another organization out there like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation dedicated to supporting America's heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11th, 2001? I can't think of one. When a responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Home Base, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. It was stunning as they announced this last night. I was on a Jesse Waters show as the breaking news came out that the FBI was raiding the home of a former president. Let's understand something. This is unprecedented. This has never happened before in the history of this country. This is a crossing of the Rubicon. This is the FBI being used as a tool of politics in the most obvious and blatant ways. I understand what they're going to say now, or what they already are saying, which is wait for this to play out. Let's see where this goes. Does anybody really think that the FBI suddenly has the goods on Donald Trump after all the lies they've told about him? All the, he's a criminal. The walls are closing in. We're going to get him any minute now. We're going to get him. Russia collusion, obstruction, the Ukraine phone call, his taxes, the emoluments clause. Every time it turns out to be total crap. But this time we're supposed to believe they're finally narrowing down, honing their skills or narrowing down the search. This is outrageous. It really is. And I'm concerned for where this takes the country. I'm concerned for what this is going to mean for us going forward, because imagine for a second, there are really only two pathways here. Imagine for a moment that the FBI doesn't have something really significant that they went into his home to get. And that does not include, oh, well, this document where he was talking to the president of France, we think it should be marked secret, and we think it should be in the presidential archives. No, 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 no. No, don't pull that crap now. They're going to say, oh, classified is classified. There are a lot of gray areas of classification. I know the laws about classification. I was subject to them when I was in the CIA. So don't just get ready for this. We will absolutely not accept. We will not accept that some very minimal, very bureaucratic infringement of the National Archives' desire for presidential records is an acceptable pretext for this raid, because that's what I think this is going to head to. So that's door number one. And if that happens, the FBI really needs to be torn down to the studs. The Department of Justice really needs, well, no American can trust it. That's what it really comes down to. Forget about just reforming it. You can't have faith in it. And so that's door number one. Door number two is that they have something finally so substantial on Trump that they must bring criminal charges, right? If they have him and they've really got him, if this raid was justified, it has to be for a breach of the law that is material enough, that is serious enough, that criminal charges are necessary, that Trump is not above the law. What do we think the likelihood is at this point that they're going to bring such a charge? And what would that do to the country? You would have the current administration bringing some criminal charge against Donald Trump while he is not only a former president, but the likeliest next candidate for the Republican Party to run against the current regime. This is a big deal, friends. This is a big issue and a real tipping point, I think, for the country, depending on how this goes. I mean, here is Alan Dershowitz speaking about how the FBI, they better have the goods for this one.
The key point that everybody's missing here is that Donald Trump was not in Mar-a-Lago. So there was no reason not to issue a subpoena returnable tomorrow. So that there's no claim that Trump could have destroyed anything. Not only that, but under the law, if you seize a safe, you don't go into the safe. You have to get a special warrant to get into the safe. So it seems to me that they have violated the rules of the Justice Department. They have gone after both a former president and a future candidate. And they darn well better have smoking gun proof, which I don't see happening.
It's not going to happen, folks. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They don't have it. They've never had it before. Why would they have it now? I mean, this at some point becomes an intelligence test. How many times can they be wrong before we assume they're going to be wrong again? About Trump, specifically. This is Stasi-like usage of the FBI, the East German secret police. This is a thuggish intimidation raid meant to malign and meant to undermine Trump and, of course, all of his supporters. It is completely and utterly reckless. I mean, the people who say, oh, we're going to bring the country together, we're going to have political normalcy. That's what Democrats were saying when Joe Biden was running for office. That's what they've been saying since he's in office. See, don't you like all your normalcy now? It's completely the words I want to use, I can't say. I'm not allowed to say. I guess technically on a podcast I could. But this deserves a serious gut check moment for the country here. Are we really going to allow the FBI to be used in this way by the Biden administration? We're going to allow Merrick Garland. Remember they wanted to make this guy a Supreme Court justice and they told everybody, oh, he's so trustworthy. He's so moderate. He's so honest. Yeah, they were lying to you, which is not a surprise, but they were lying to you then. Imagine, though, for a second that they charge Donald Trump. They bring a criminal charge against him for mishandling classified information. Given the Hillary Clinton saga, Hillary 100%, everyone admits, mishandled classified information, had possession of classified information, recklessly and willfully endangered serious classified stuff, real classified stuff. And you know what they said? Nobody would bring this charge. We're just going to ignore it. While she was running for president. So now we're to believe that because the National Archives is saying, well, we think we should have access to this Trump memo, that counts as a criminal act that you should possibly prosecute a former president for while he might even be running for president again? Come on, folks. Right? At some point, it's just too brazen. The thuggishness, the authoritarianism, the totalitarianism is too much for any of us to stomach. And they're saying, oh, be careful, because now Trump supporters are going to be upset. Can you imagine the media reaction if over a National Archives records request, Trump sent dozens of FBI agents into the home of former President Obama, broke into his private safe, and stole all of his stuff? Just wondering, well, how do you think they'd react to that? Let's watch this play out. Let's see where this goes. Let's not jump to conclusions. That's what they say because they don't want it to really hit. They don't want it to really be clear to the American people what a massive, massive strike this is on our system. Strike against our politics. And this is the apparatus lashing out in the most obscene way. That's what you see happening right now. And I mean, they're going to bring... How can they not bring a criminal charge against Donald Trump at this point? If they don't bring a criminal charge, they're admitting the raid was just pure politics, thuggish intimidation, because it's totally unnecessary. And if they do bring a criminal charge, who's going to believe them that this is really about the law and not about politics? This could end up being a huge blunder for the Democrats. Make no mistake about it. And they're forcing Trump into a corner where he's going to have to fight. And guess what? He's a fighter. If you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you didn't know where to start, that's where I was until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They walked me through the whole process and they've made it so easy, so straightforward. Here's how it goes. They will get on a call with you, Zoom call or phone call, and they'll talk to you about what your goals are and what possible markets you might want to invest in. They help you pick a house. You learn about that market. Why is it going to grow? Why is it going to be a good investment area? Good schools, safe neighborhood, good services, maybe big projects planned, roads projects, other things. And that's all the stuff that you learn so that you know you're making a sound investment. Then they help you get the house, the mortgage, everything. They take you through every step of the process until you are an owner of real estate and you're getting free cash flow coming to you every month. You're building up equity over time. You're doing it the smart way for the long term, steady growth. It's great. Done For You Buck is where you got to go for Done For You Real Estate to help you out with this and begin your real estate investment journey. That's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com. Just a little follow-up to the Democrats' inflation bill. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, pointing out the obvious here, that the inflation bill is a joke.
Well, let's start with the fact that it's a very partisan bill. There's no agreement on any of these policies. We know that with certainty by looking at the vote. Number two, and I understand everybody's having fun with this, naming it anti-inflation is a joke. This is going to be very inflationary almost immediately because we're printing billions of dollars. So it's not going to help there at all. And it's sort of a build back better inflation bill because it has some derivatives of the initial big vision.
It's ridiculous. It's just a giveaway for the Green New Deal and the raising of a whole lot of taxes and putting the American people right in the crosshairs of a emboldened, enlarged IRS. It's a disaster. And the more people, I think, know the truth about it, the more likely it is that they will respond negatively to this when it actually comes time for voting in this midterm election. I mean, that's my belief. I hope that is the case, because it is a really bad bill. It is a terrible decision for Democrats, but they're ideologues first and foremost, and so this is what we get. Thanks for rolling with, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.